What is your best poltergeist story, Lionel?
Well, I think that, excuse me, probably the very best poltergeist case, or the most interesting poltergeist case, concerns a girl called Esther Cox, and she was in Amherst in Nova Scotia. And it was on September the 4th, 1878. She leapt out of bed screaming that there was a mouse in the mattress. Now, that sounds almost like a trivial and humorous beginning for what turned into one of the most sinister and spectacular poltergeist cases that I've ever come across. Esther, who was 19, was sharing the bedroom with her elder sister, Jenny, who was just over 20, and the two girls lived as paying guests with their married sister because times were hard, and it was very useful if you could have family members as paying guests in your house to keep up the rent. And the house was full, and so there was plenty of witnesses when all this happened. Now, they failed to find the mouse that she thought was in the mattress, but a couple of days later, there were another strange adventure. Something moved again, so Esther and Jenny went to look for it, and they found a cardboard box under the bed that seemed to be moving. So, right, we've got the mouse. They opened the box. There is no mouse. And then the box continued to move. The events got more and more dramatic and traumatic. There were lights. There were lighted matches falling around the place. Esther was then taken ill, and her body swelled up, and she was crying with pain. And they sent for the family physician, who was Dr. Carrot. He had no idea what was wrong with her. But on September the 11th, as the chronicle goes, Esther was in bed, Dr. Carrot was watching, and the pillow slid out sideways from under her head, and it then slid in again of its own accord, rather like a drawer being pulled out of a chest of drawers. There were explosive sounds all over the room, and Dr. Carrot ran because whatever it was in there seemed to be pursuing him. And eventually, these poltergeist small fires started everywhere, from the cellar up to the attic, and only constant vigilance and very quick action prevented a major disaster and the house being burnt down. There was a very nice guy called John White, who was a staunch friend of the family, and he had a busy sort of tavern restaurant there in Amherst, and he said, look, Esther, you come and stay with us for a while. Maybe whatever it is in your house is limited to the house. And so Esther very happily took up John's invitation, and a knife flies through the air and sticks in her back. They managed to get it out and get the doctor to see to the wounds. And the next thing that happened was that in the kitchen of the restaurant, there was a big old iron cooking range with an oven that was fastened with an iron handle that you rotated, like the old-fashioned castle door.
Right, but and it must have weighed 1,000,000 pounds.
Huh? Yeah, really heavy, really solid thing. It came off the oven door, flew through the air, past Esther, and crashed into the public part of the restaurant where John was serving customers. And he went back and said, what's happening? And she said, I was sitting here. I did nothing. And he put it back, and he wedged it with a baseball bat so that it would be impossible to move. He goes back to the restaurant, and within a minute or so, the baseball bat has been pushed aside, and the big iron door fastener is once again sailing through the restaurant. John thinks, and he was a man of great presence of mind, I'm going to get an extra witness in, never mind me and the customers. And walking down the street at that moment was a government official who was a shipping inspector known to John, and he said, please, will you come and look at this? They put the iron handle back onto the big cooking range, and in the presence of the shipping inspector, government officer, it came off all on its own and flew across the tavern. Now, we very, very rarely get evidence of poltergeist cases which is so well authenticated by really top-class witnesses. And eventually Esther moved away and married, and the whole thing quietly died away, and she lived in Brockton, Massachusetts, until her death in 1912 at the age of 52.
That's a great story.
It's an amazing, and because it's so well authenticated, you know, so many witnesses and such phenomenal, such phenomenal happenings. When you say this thing weighed a ton and something pulled it off as if it was a feather. The poltergeist case that I investigated was much less spectacular than that, but I was called in by a family whose sons I was teaching, and they, knowing of my interest in the paranormal, said, "We're getting very strange things in this house that the kids aren't playing up, but it's almost like mischief. Shoes are turning up in the fridge, and items from the refrigerator, foodstuffs, cheese, butter, whatever, is turning up in the wardrobe. And underneath one of the carpets, there was some strange writing on the floorboards, when it just didn't seem possible that anybody could have lifted that carpet, made the inscription, and put the carpet back again." That again ties in with the Esther Cox story in Nova Scotia in Amherst, because at one point the witnesses heard a scratching sound as if somebody had an iron stylus and was writing on the wall of the room. They couldn't see either a hand or the stylus, but the words, "Esther Cox, you are mine to kill," appeared on the wall of her bedroom. Now, the words under the carpet were not threatening in any way. They were just casual. But what the thing was showing was that it had the ability to transmit messages. Now, the end of the story was that we called in Professor Santana, who's regarded as one of the world authorities on poltergeist phenomena. He called in another colleague who's a medium, and the story that was pieced together via the medium was that a 12-year-old girl had died in that house round about 1900, and that when this very happy family had taken the house over, they'd made some minor alterations, and it looked as if the making of the alterations, up in the attic particularly, had started the poltergeist phenomena. And according to the medium, the spirit of this little dead 12-year-old had said, "I want to be noticed. I want to be one of the family. I want to play with them as if they're my brothers and sisters." A very strange, unusual case. After that revelation to the medium, the phenomena slowly died away, as if she'd gone on to be happy in the real future world.